This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
In terms of COVID at the moment, you know, I know you're now investing and that's what you're looking for. In terms of the COVID situation, do you feel like the concept of investing has changed? Do you feel like as an investor, what you're looking for has changed? And what advice do you have for people looking for investment nowadays?
Well, I'll give you the investor perspective first. If you already have an existing startup portfolio, most likely there are going to be some very, very distressed companies in that portfolio.
Yeah.
A lot of companies have been impacted. You look at the public markets right now, and the markets had an amazing recovery. What you're missing is that the recovery has been skewed with large companies. Large companies have done very, very well. Yeah. It's the small cap and startup companies that are not well positioned that are in danger. I mean, we have record unemployment rates, GDP is contracted, the economy is suffering right now. So existing investors that have startup portfolios are probably going to see a larger proportion of startups not make it. Startups are very fragile. They're babies, God bless. Very vulnerable, right? How resilient as they are, they can be very vulnerable.
Yeah.
And some of these assets will not survive. However, if you're an investor and you don't have an existing portfolio yet, it's an amazing time to invest. If a startup or a company is being launched right now, they're thinking about the world very differently than an existing larger player.
Definitely.
A new startup is going to be thinking about constraints differently. COVID is a reality. And so they're building their company in a very different way than an existing company trying to pivot and trying to, you know, refocus. And then obviously there are certain themes, and if you're a startup investor and you're diversified, hopefully you've got exposure to things like health tech or, you know, software that facilitates work. And I think to be seen for the future, PropTech's going to be a huge industry, but property tech does move slow.
Mm-hmm.
And COVID has forced the acceleration of new technologies. So I think that's the case. As an entrepreneur, if you are running a company, you better have an answer for how COVID is going to help you. By default, I expect any company that comes to me to, if they're raising funding, it shouldn't be as a defense. It should be as an offense. COVID now is going to force the adoption of technologies that were going to be adopted already. Now they're just going to be adopted faster. Those are the companies that are going to do very, very well. And part of my investment theme as well is to look for companies that will sit on the intersection of all the major trends. And COVID is forcing trends to happen. And I think this is one of the good things that will come out of COVID. A lot of bad things have come out, but I think positive good things will come out.
Definitely. And I suppose moving on from that, if someone right now was thinking of starting their own business and in the industry of prop tech or properties, what would you advise them? What would you advise them right now if they were to start that?
Right now is the best time in the world to start a company. They ask usually, when is the right time to buy a house? It's a question I've been asking for a long time. And the answer is now. Now's a good time.
Yeah.
But for prop tech specifically, this is the best. I started a company in the advertising technology field. Terrible time now to start a company. When I started it was the best time because the app revolution was happening.
Yeah.
Prop tech is ready for disruption. It's such a fragmented base. Technology hasn't been adopted yet. And the whole nature of real estate has completely changed, turned upside down on its head because of the pandemic. Because of this, everybody's rethinking things like, how do we buy real estate?
Mm.
How do we experience the real estate itself? And this presents a world of opportunity for the new startup entrepreneur out there. I firmly believe the next $1 trillion plus company will come from the prop tech space, and a wonderful time really to be going ahead and starting.